Nolte, Disney star says rehiring pedophilia joker James Gunn sends strong message to kids. By John Nolte on April 10, 2019. Guardians of the Galaxy star Zoe Saldana told Variety that Disney's decision to rehire James Gunn is sending a strong message to kids. Gunn was fired last year after old tweets of his resurfaced where the left-wing director, who regularly calls for others to be blacklisted over jokes and tweets, made jokes about rape, child rape, AIDS, Jews, the Holocaust, and Mexicans. Laughter is the best medicine. That's why I laugh at people with AIDS, a tweet from 2008 read. Gunn also joked about ass raping my friend when she was asleep and blamed fucking Mexicans after he burned his tongue on an enchilada. Most disturbing, though, was Gunn's friendly relationship with Houston Huddleston, a man convicted on a child pornography charge. Here is a photo of Gunn and Huddleston taken in June of 2014, just 1 month prior to the release of Gunn's first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. As Breitbart News reported previously, according to the Wayback Machine, in September of 2010, on his personal blog, which he took down in an apparent panic Thursday night, James Gunn published a video he titled 100 Pubescent Girls Touch Themselves with the following comment. Houston Huddleston posted this video on my Facebook page with the note I thought you'd appreciate this. My response, appreciate it? I just came all over my own face. Online sleuths claim the video is of a chorus of what looks to be high school-aged girls singing Divine Il's Ode to Masturbation, I Touch Myself. Saldana praised Disney for forgiving James Gunn, for accepting his apology about his creepy and racist past. Her word salad includes some nonsense about empowering women, but her overall point is redemption. I think the theme of redemption is a theme that we weren't ready to discuss in 2018 because it was important for women to also strive to make workplaces more ethical and more professional. Not just for women but for men, as well, Saldana said. But leaving that space for redemption, for error, and then coming forward with so much humility and saying, we acted impulsively and we're going to rectify this. Disney is a big entity and they make content for younger audiences. You're sending a strong message to kids, and that, I commend them for it. Obviously, Saldana's comments and Disney's decision to rehire Gunn have zero to do with redemption and everything to do with politics. Where is Saldana's support for Roseanne Barr, who was fired by ABC TV, which is owned by Disney? But there is no forgiveness for Barr, who had the number one show on television at the time, because she supports President Donald Trump. Gunn, however, is a venomous Trump hater who called for Barr to be blacklisted over her joke and is now being forgiven. Not only for his own jokes, but for his still unexplained relationship with a man involved in child pornography. Redemption and second chances are a good message to send to children. Blacklists based on political beliefs, however, are not. And this double standard only proves that the blacklisting of Hollywood conservatives is alive and real. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.